It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Our guy, our boy Troy, TV star. Troy Rank from Denver 7, another one of our stupendous Broncos insiders, joins us courtesy
Rocks Heating and Air. That's ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.
Troy, my man, how are you, my friend?
Oh, that sounds great. Having a good day, huh?
Troy, you all right?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. What'd you think of Garrett Bowles today?
Fantastic. I mean, he is mature. I give him a lot of credit because he had a bit of an epiphany this offseason that all the criticism, all of, you know, his future becoming uncertain, he took that as a way to get better. Instead of, you know, in his first few years, he was defensive, kind of saying, like, I'm going to do it my way and I'm going to get through this. And he realized, as, you know, Tyler knows, I mean, at some point, it's not about strength. It's not about athleticism. It's about technique and nuances. And he studied that. He got better, you know, and he's put himself in position to get a contract or be a franchise tag guy. But no matter how you look at it, now the NFL stopped calling holding this year. That's helped him. No crowds. That's helped him. But his technique's better. We don't see the wrestling matches. We don't see one penalty ruining a half like we did in the past. So he's developed this great relationship with Mike Munchak. For me, you've got to find a way to keep him going forward. Just because of the fact they have so many other question marks, they cannot go into the offseason wondering about their left and right tackle. Because we don't know what we're going to get out of Juwan James. You hope he's good, but he essentially will go 2 years without playing.
Well, where do you think we're headed? Is it looking like a long-term deal or maybe more likely franchise tag?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, because of his desire to stay here and be with Munchak, you go to him and try to get him at, you know, the franchise tag is going to be around 15, it looks like. So could you get him at 15 for a first couple years and then, you know, whatever that number is, because his agent's going to say, you got guys getting nearly $100 million guaranteed. I can't go there with him. I mean, he just, that to me, you can't do it off one season. The guys who are getting that money this offseason have proven it over several years. So I don't want to say, hey, I'm just going to give you an open, you know, blank check. But what I would do, Tyler, is try to get him on a four-year deal. His age figures into this. He's an older player, you know, so I don't want to go six or, you know, I want to go four. And if I'm not even close, I franchise tag him, and I absolutely get a deal done with Justin Simmons. And Simmons, for me, is different because he's done it over multiple seasons. He's been everything you've asked in your locker room and in the community, and he's your guy. You drafted him, and this is what you want guys you draft to become. So if I can't get right with Bowles and it looks squirrely, I'll say, cool, franchise tag, and let's go get something done with Justin Simmons.
Yeah, I think the tricky part is if you just want to go franchise tag, it's going to be close, just for the sake of argument. Let's say it's close to about $28 million, okay, if you tagged him just 2 years in a row. If you offered him a four-year contract, well, if I'm his agent, of course, whatever the guaranteed money is going to have to be over $28 million. The question is, well, how much more than that? You know, how much more can you get guaranteed than if you were tagged for 2 years? And then it goes to how much do you really want to be here? This is where Kirk Cousins basically bet on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, well, you guys are great here with the Washington football team. But I'm just gonna roll the dice. And it really worked out big time. However, I get the sense Garrett Bowles is just a very different human being than Kirk Cousins. And family means a lot. Being around an area means a lot. I really do believe him when he says he loves the Broncos organization and all that. The fans have taken an about face. The media certainly has on him too. I think the Broncos would be smart, Troy, at this point, to maybe go in with what could be viewed as a relative lowball offer to just defray the cost, and he's the guy for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and you're right. It has to be more than the franchise tag would be over two, and that's the tricky part, and that's the problem they ran into with Justin Simmons is they were getting around that, and then Simmons said, hey, I see Eddie Jackson money, and that's money I want. And that's fine. I like when players bet on themselves, but
yeah,
it can lead to a disagreement because you're asking for top money. And I like you, but I don't see you as a top guy in the league. And in Simmons' case, he's got an all-pro now, a second-team all-pro. So he's got a stronger argument, and he's got a real good chance to get that again this year, certainly in the all-pro conversation. But with Bowles, I agree with you if you can get it done without it being crazy money, because it still is 1 year. But here's the thing that I think could allow it to happen. He said he wants to be here, and Garrett is intensely loyal. That is his, you know, his personality. So that there's, it's believable. But what flips for me is his relationship with Munchak. He had three coaches in 3 years, but it's finally clicked with Munchak. It wasn't clicking before. I think some of it was his own fault. You know, he wasn't coachable. He'd stamp around, and he was dealing with his temper and trying to control that. But with Munchak, he's developed this relationship that if you feel like Munchak's going to be here even a few more years, I mean, you can as a player, you know, an assistant's going to stay. But for if Munchak's going to be here for a few years, that would be my play on Garrett. Because, yeah, the number's not going to be top of the line, but it's really good money. You're a core guy going forward, and we got your guy here with you that's helped develop you.
As far as you know, the Broncos have not approached him about anything yet, though, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I've dug around on that. If they have, it's been really on the sly. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean they wouldn't if, toward the end of the season. I mean, usually in December, you know how this goes. They go to a couple players and see if they'll take money. You know, in Bull's case, they have a little bit of a hammer over him with that franchise tag. When it's true free agents, those guys at that point in December usually are like, yeah, I'm good. I'll let the market set my value.
Right.
You know, so, but with Bulls, you do have the hammer of the franchise tag, and you've got to bring Bulls and Simmons back. And I know people get excited about, oh, the money. They're not a good football team. You can't let good football players go. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And especially hometown guys that you've drafted. How many Pro Bowlers have they developed through the draft? How many guys have gotten second contracts? These two have put themselves in that position, so I don't let them go. I find a way to keep them. There's going to be plenty of bargains as free agents at other positions that you can, you know, manage your budget.
All right, I'm going to ask you and Tyler the same question. I heard this earlier right here on The Fan. I'm going to name three players. You can only keep two.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Justin Simmons, Von Miller, Garrett Bowles. What two are you keeping, Troy?
I would say Simmons and Bowles only because of the uncertainty with Vaughn, his age, and I've seen, and again, I love Vaughn. I'm a ride or die guy with Vaughn, but if you're giving me that choice, given where they need to rebuild, it makes more sense to get the younger guys long term. And that would stink to see Vaughn leave. I hope he's a Bronco for life, but if you're going to make me make a decision and I see them as a rebuilding team, then I go with the younger players for that reason.
Thank you, Troy.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Troy.
See you, buddy.
See ya.